With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced today he won't recommend any changes to the Upper Missouri River breaks. It's one of 27 national monuments under review by the secretary, who is now the target of a new ad campaign launched by a Montana-based sportsman group. As Nate Hedgie reports, they're worried Zinke's review of other national monuments could put a damper on hunting and fishing in public lands and water.
Lan Tawney, CEO of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, is miffed. Here he is in the ad.
Make no mistake, Zinke's National Monuments Review threatens our heritage and thousands of jobs. Mr. Secretary, don't turn your back on Roosevelt now.
The National Sportsmen's Group is launching a seven-figure radio, TV, and web campaign. Tawney says they want the Interior Department to keep national monuments intact.
But the rhetoric that's coming kind of out of Washington, D.C. has not been good. And so we're really trying to give him the space and, you know, to do the right thing and expect him to do so.
The campaign comes as a little bit of a surprise because Backcountry Hunters and Anglers supported Zinke's nomination to become Interior Secretary late last year.
Do I regret it? No. I think that, you know, Mr. Zinke comes from Montana. He grew up hunting and fishing, and I think he, you know, cares about public lands, and we hope he makes the right decision.
Later this month, Secretary Zinke will finish deciding whether to shrink, abolish, or keep intact 27 national monuments across the country. The Trump administration has been pushing for increased energy development on public lands, including those protected as national monuments. According to a progressive organization, Secretary Zinke has filled his cabinet with at least 21 employees from resource extractive backgrounds. CEO Lan Tawney says hunting and fishing can happen alongside responsible energy development.
As long as you're cleaning up as you go. I think unfettered oil and gas development, you know, I think fish and wildlife, and then the hunting opportunities and fishing opportunities that go along with that will definitely lose.
President Trump ordered the review of some national monuments in April. And while the Upper Missouri River breaks in Montana was spared, Zinke suggested shrinking the controversial Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. It was designated by former President Barack Obama late last year. Attempts to reach Secretary Zinke for comment by deadline were unsuccessful. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.